سورة التغابن. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth glorifies Allah. His is the dominion. To Him belong all the praises, and He is able to do all things. He it is who created you. Then some of you are disbelievers and some of you are believers, and Allah is all seer of what you do. He has created the heavens and the earth with truth, and He shaped you, and He made beautiful your shapes, and to Him is the final return. He knows what is in the heavens and on earth, and He knows what you conceal and what you reveal, and Allah is the all-knower of what is in the breasts of men. Have not the news reached you of those who disbelieved aforetime? And so they tasted the evil result of their disbelief, and theirs will be a painful torment. That was because there came to them their messengers with clear proofs, but they said, "Shall mere men guide us?" So they disbelieved and turned away. وَاسْتَغْنَى اللَّهُ. But Allah was not in need of them, and Allah is self-sufficient, worthy of all praise. The disbelievers pretend that they will never be resurrected. قُلْ بَلَى وَرَبِّي. Say, "Yes, by my Lord, you will certainly be resurrected." Then you will be informed of what you did. Do you doubt that? وَذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. And that is easy for Allah. Therefore believe in Allah and His Messenger and in the light that we have sent down. And Allah is all aware of what you do. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُكُمْ لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ ذَلِكَ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنِ. Remember the day when He will gather you all on the day of gathering. That will be the day of mutual loss and gain. What is the day of تَغَابُن? غَبَن. Trade, buying and selling. What is this mutual loss and gain? We learn from a hadith that every person has been granted a portion of paradise and a portion of hell. Now when someone goes to hell, his part of paradise is given to the rest of the people in paradise. And when someone goes to Jannah, his portion in hell is given to the rest of the people of hell. The Prophet ﷺ also explained that no one can enter paradise or hell until they have paid for every zulm, every injustice they did, even if it were a slap. And people asked how? He explained that it was by swapping good deeds and bad deeds. In other words, sins involving the rights of other human beings. If these rights are not pardoned by their owners in this life, they may be demanded on the day of judgment, and they will be demanded on the day of judgment, paid in the form of good deeds. The Prophet ﷺ once asked, "Do you know who the truly bankrupt person is?" And companions responded, "Well, one who has no money." And he said, "No." He informed them it was one who came on the day of judgment with his good deeds. After having cursed and hit people and stolen their property in this life, those whom he had abused would demand their rights, and good deeds would be taken from his scale to fulfill their rights until his good deeds run out. Now just imagine, the good deeds that we earn with so much trouble, with so much pain, the salat of fajr that we get up and pray and we force ourselves out of bed, the Quran that we read and we sit down and we spend that time reading it, would anything compare to the agony of seeing our good deed go to someone else? That I'm the one who sweated, I'm the one who worked hard, but it's been given to someone else? Then what happens? Eventually his good deeds run out. Imagine his desperation that he's watching. Someone comes up and say, "You gossiped about me, so give me good deeds now." And he has to give his precious salat, his precious fast, his precious sadaqat to that person, just for that one careless moment of gossip. And he has to give his precious deeds away. And with desperation he must see his good deeds are finishing. Then what happens? And now his good deeds have run out. But the people are still standing there. What about me? Then bad deeds would be taken from their scales and put on his scales. It's bad enough that we have to pay for our own lives. Imagine someone else's lie being given to you. Someone else's gossip being given to you. Someone else's cheating or dishonesty. Someone else's disobedience of their parents being given to you. You're having to pay for it. Why? Because you harmed their rights in this world, until all of their rights were paid back in full. And then when they leave, what happens? Following that, he would be thrown into hell. No good deeds left, nothing but evil, and the evil of others what's more. The Prophet ﷺ warned us, it's better to blush in this world than in the hereafter. If we have cheated someone, then now is the time to make amends, to return them, to apologize to them. If we've hurt someone's feelings, for God's sake, apologize now before it's too late. If we've gossiped about someone, then what? Pray for them. Keep on praying for them till you've repaid them, you fulfill that right. Lest on the day of judgment we see these precious deeds of ours. How precious they'll be on that day. When you get up from your salat and you pray to Allah, Allah accept it from me. And then to watch that salat being given away to someone else. يَوْمَ يَجْمَعُكُمْ لِيَوْمِ الْجَمْعِ. Remember the day when He will gather you all, the day of mutual loss and gain. May Allah protect us from having to be among such people. And whoever believes in Allah and performs good deeds, Allah will expiate from him his sins and will admit him to gardens under which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever. That will be the great success. People don't forgive us in this world. Are they going to forgive us in the hereafter? When it's a matter of salvation, it's a matter of life or death, literally. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. That's why Allah warns us, the day a man will flee from his brother and his mother and his father, everyone in this earth. Why? أَلَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. Only people whose relationships were based on love of Allah, they are the only ones who will want that friendship to continue in the hereafter as well. And those who disbelieved and denied our signs, they will be the dwellers of the fire, to dwell therein forever. And worst indeed is that destination. No calamity befalls but by the leave of Allah. Now this is something that often people find their iman affected by. That when they're going through good times, fine, they obey Allah. But Allah afflicts them with any loss and they start saying, I'm angry with Allah. I'm not going to pray to Allah. What was the good of all my prayers and all my salat and all my sadaqahs? Allah reminds us, no calamity befalls but by the leave of Allah. And whoever believes in Allah, Allah guides his heart. Whoever trusts in Allah and goes on praising Allah, then Allah guides his heart. And Allah is the all-knower of everything. See, it's so simple that the mu'min is either in a state of suffering, whereupon he has to do sabr, or he's in a state of blessing, whereupon he has to do shukr. What are we supposed to do, whether joy or suffering? أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger. But if you turn away, that's not for you, fine. Then the duty of our Messenger is only to convey the message clearly. Allah is not going to force obedience down anyone. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allah, none has the right to be worshipped but He. And in Allah alone, therefore, let the believers put their trust. O you who believe, indeed among your mates and your children, they are enemies for you. Therefore, beware of them. But if you pardon them and overlook and forgive, then indeed Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. I mentioned that for a hypocrite, the greatest reasons of hypocrisy are his own self-interest. So the hypocrite says, my children, my wealth, everything comes first. And he'll compromise on his deen for the sake of his children. And he'll cheat and hurt people for the sake of his children, for the sake of his wealth. Allah warns us, don't let your families and your children become obstacles in the path of Allah. And sometimes it happens that our very families become barriers in our nearness to Allah. Mothers complain, oh, I don't get time to pray, I'm so busy with the children. Allah says, don't let them become trials. Don't let them become obstacles in the path of your obeying Allah. Your wealth and your children are only a test to see whether you use this wealth for Allah or you use it for other means. To see whether you raise your children for Allah or you raise them for shaitan. Where is Allah? With Him is a great reward. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ. But if you are bound by circumstances, Allah says, be as Allah conscious as much as you can. Allah knows every person's circumstances. Allah knows every person's difficulties. So be conscious of Allah as much as you can. Wasma'u, and listen. And obey and spend in charity. That is better for yourself. وَمَنْ يُوقَ شُحَّ نَفْسِهِ. Whoever is saved from his own selfishness, then they are the successful ones. Now you'll notice here that Allah doesn't say that if your family is trying to stop you, then you should be rude to them and boycott them. And sometimes we find that happens. That when we turn towards deen and we have this, you know, holier than thou attitude and, well, our family knows nothing and so I'm not going to listen to them. Allah says, beware of them. Yes, don't listen to them if they're telling you to disobey Allah. But if you pardon them and overlook and forgive, remember Allah is also forgiving you your faults. So don't be too judgmental and don't be harsh with them. Be soft with them, but don't compromise on your deen. And this is the balance that the Muslims used to follow. And Allah says, give something in charity. إِن تُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. If you lend Allah a beautiful loan. What is qardh-e hasana? When you give something for Islam. Whether it's 5 rupees that you're donating to a madrasa or a mosque or any cause of knowledge, He will double it for you and He will forgive you. Our sadaqah helps to extinguish our sins. And Allah is most appreciative, most forbearing. All know of the unseen and the seen. He knows our true motive for giving. The Almighty, the All-Wise.